my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say,
well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit show. I am your host, Regina. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Dragon Psychic Medium and Reiki Healer. I am also on the World Wide Web, I can't talk tonight, at www.ladydragonpsychicmedium.com. And if you'd like to contact me directly, you can either do that through Facebook or email me at ladydragonpsychicmedium@gmail.com. Tonight I have a wonderful guest with me. I'm very eager to listen and hear what she has to share with her. I'm sure as most of you know, we have Simlu tonight. Simlu, hello.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm doing
good. Hey, beautiful. Good.
It's been a while. I've been on air, you know.
It has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back. I'm glad. So, yeah, everything's been going crazy. Everybody, it's just like insane. And just to get the political bullshit out of the way. I'm just very upset with all that. I really wish that they would all grow up and work together and work for the American people. I mean, let's get on, you know. Oh, goodness. And then I see stuff online. It's like, oh, victory, victory. What victory? Half millions of us are going without insurance. And then within a year or so, we'll be all without insurance. So there's no victory, honey. The only victory is when all sides work together and for us, you know, and that's it.
Yep.
It's just such baloney. It really is. But anyway, that's not for me politically, okay? That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm so with you on that. And I have learned a lot about not being so hot-headed about topics, you know, and learning to listen, and then learning to research my own stuff. You know, that's a huge, that's a big key in all of that.
Especially online when you have all these fake sites. Like, oh my God, are you really? No wonder.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God. Help us
all. Don't you find, too, that, you know, through Facebook, too, people can put up, like, any picture with any saying and say this, they did this and that, and people are like,
well, they do.
They did it.
That's the whole thing.
You know?
And it's just, it's not right, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's always a good thing. And, you know, there's good and bad in everything. And, you know, I say the heck with
it. I see a lot of people,
yeah,
I see a lot of people waking up through this process.
Mhm. Yeah, because it's really, it's just temporary anyway. I look at it that way. This is not my home, honey. So I'm just hoping that we all learn, you know, to do better for ourselves and for each other. That's what I'm hoping.
For sure.
You know, and that's what it's all about. And I think that's. Today, that's what I'm, you know, I figured, you know, some spiritual talk. And as many of you might know me, and a lot of you don't know me, you know, as a little girl, I've always known my father in heaven, Yeshua. I grew up in an atmosphere where religion was not taught to me. As far as I can remember, I've had journeys and spiritual experiences, and I have always communicated and known my father. It's just something that I knew from the beginning. I didn't understand it all, and I had a lot of questions, of course, growing up, and, you know, not in the greatest situation at times. You know, my childhood was not always the best, and so I've gone through some rough periods in my life. But I would always call out, and, you know, I would, when my family had moved me to another state where, of course, I was no longer in the mountains, because, yes, my backyard was mountains. I learned from the best, nature. So when I moved in to another state where people all around me and I'm learning all these different opinions and da-da-da-da, so I kind of got curious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the first point, I think, in my life when I said, okay, if you know, if this is real and, you know, what I'm seeing is real, you know, I pretty much is like, I want to know. Prove it. You know? And boy, you got sometimes you got to watch what you wish for. So, but I was happy, you know. My very first experience with the Creator is he showed me his glory. And I was woken up in the middle of the night with that experience. And I just fell to my knees without even thinking about it. And my heart exploded with joy and love, that I felt that my heart was going to actually literally come out of my chest. And I held my face and realized that I was crying. I didn't know that I was crying, but tears were dropping like water fountain coming down my face. And I realized there was a puddle on the ground, and I felt it so in peace while I was in this light. And at one point in time, I heard a voice say, go rest. And then I heard myself say, no. Go figure, humans. I said, I don't want to go rest. I want to stay here. I don't want to go there. And of course, then I said, okay. And I went to lay down and went to bed. But I remember waking up in the morning, and I was so depressed because it was such a wonderful experience I've never had in my entire life, that so, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so then I looked out the window, and I saw the other world that I saw when I was three. That was the first time I saw, I call it, it's the world, it's here, but it's not here. It's much more vibrant, and energy is overwhelming, and it's beautiful. And when I tell you colors are extreme, they are. You're hearing and you're seeing. You can hear from miles away a cricket rubbing its feet.
Wow.
And there is no sunlight. I can't explain it to you. I mean, everything is lit up, but it's not from a source of a sun. So I found myself that morning in that world still. And I was walking. I had to get up for school, so I got dressed and I hurried up. And I was walking down the street. And as I was walking, I looked down because I knew my feet wasn't touching the ground. I was still within. I was still in what I call heaven is within. And I was still in that place. And I just remember a figure standing there. I never see his face. I've only been granted to see his feet, hands, and robes. And But I just remember asking him so many questions. And what was funny about it was all the questions that I asked him was about today.
Oh, wow.
So for the past, yeah, since 2000, I've been watching everything that I was shown. It's weird. It's like, that's why I'm always saying reruns, because I've seen what the questions that I had, you know, and they were, and I was being shown dates, and I was shown, you know, this is when the birth pains start, this is when this is going to start. So nothing that's been going on is like, oh my God, wow, to me. And then to back it up, of course, I went in and to study his word and to see, you know, what's what. And a lot of people, you know, they have an argument about the word of God and all this. This is, you know, man-made, blah, 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 and everyone has their own interpretations. And yes, I don't see that it's fallible in that sense, you know what I mean? But I do know this. His word, it, when you are learning or worshiping in the spirit, and that's what he meant by, you know, understanding him, is you have to be in the spirit. And when you're in the spirit like that, the words become alive, literally. It's like a hologram. Everything opens up, and it's like a verse that you've read a million, trillion times, and it makes no sense to you. It's like an awe moment, like, how the heck can no one figure? It is so easy and such common sense, and that's how I look at things. If I pick up the books and I read it intellectually, I'm only learning, you know, some knowledge. But when I pick it up in the spirit, I can understand it, like he said. He told us this, you know, that we would be able to understand spiritual matters and understand and hear his voice. And that is true. And then, you know, some people want, you know, say to me, well, why did he write it? We're not, you know, and I said, if you understood, he did write it in parables. He said it. I speak in parables.
Yep.
You know, not everyone is going to understand at the same time. You know? And it's just, that's the way it is. You know, I don't understand the whole purpose of the matter either. Who the heck knows? And just to let everyone know, you know what? It's not my job to be God. Okay?
Right.
I just share what is... what my teachings have been through his word and through the journeys that he is allowing me to experience in the relationship with Yeshua. So it's really not my job to prove to you, and it's not my job to judge you. I don't really care one way or the other, because it's not my job. You know, a lot of, you
that
know,
is,
because a lot of faith
that
will
so
do that.
True.
They'll say, you know, you have to do this. And you have to believe, you know, you don't have to do anything. I don't care if
you
do
know,
or
I've
not.
And, you know,
I've
actually put that into practice. A lot of, you know, people that I run into who are spiritual and who teach or read the Bible and you know, do the church thing and things like that, they're always so passionate in trying to get you to believe something.
Right.
But
and, you know, I always say
not,
you have
if
to experience it yourself, you know.
Yes.
Listen,
and,
my
and
walk.
All you need,
Say,
you know,
my
hey,
walk.
You know, I was in the same spot in my walk. This is what happened. Hallelujah. And walk away and leave it at that. And don't say, well, you've got to do this, this, and this.
No.
And,
you know, listen, I'm 54 years old now. And then my walk, I've been put through, and everything that I've seen, even, you know, the world rejected me when I was a child. You know, there was no doubt about it. And, You know, I went to different avenues of learning different knowledge and, you know, different ways,
mm-hmm.
you know, and why do I see, why do I hear? And then the world labeled me, you know, a psychic and what have you. And, you know, I ventured into that to learn understanding. I even had my own advertising business for 5 years for a lot of psychics.
Yeah.
And it was time for me to move on. And through that, a lot of people were touched, you know, and and chosen, you know. And many a times when his that are chosen, and they're, even though we're not preaching and we're not doing anything of the sort, maybe just praying, but a lot of times, you know, people are called. And, and it's such a blessing, because when you're called, and, you know, it's all like all of a sudden, bam, he opens up that window. It's like, oh, my God. And now it's up to you to have that relationship and keep that window open, you know. Because I always say there is a difference between believing in something. I believe in a lot of things, you know.
Yes.
But to have a relationship, and that's what he really wants, you know, is a relationship with each and every one of us. And that's what's important.
So, here's a question for you. When you talk about, like, you know, having that relationship, you know, so many people don't understand what that is. I mean, what is that? I mean, how do you have that relationship?
Well,
I know that was something I struggled with a long time.
Well, one of the ways is, of course, he's always with all of us. Doesn't matter. He reigns on the good and bad. Doesn't matter, because we're all the same. We're all sinners in my eyes. You can't tell. I'm not going to be, you know, that's one of the things that I believe the church is messed up on, because, you know, you get the high and high roly, holding by now, I'm better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just sinned. You just,
yeah.
you know, and you just turned away when God has been calling that person. You might have just turned that person off.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of them, nobody is good. Nobody. We wake up in the morning and touch our toe to the ground, we sinned. You know, that's the whole reason that Yeshua did everything, Jesus Christ did everything he did on that cross for us. And that was for us. He took on all our sin. You know. And, you know, a lot of people will, you know, they'll talk about the law. And, of course, you know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt, you know. We don't go out of our way to do any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid if you continue to do, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
When you're walking in the Spirit with God, the Holy Spirit, he changes your outlook. And it's a slow process. It's not an overnight, bam, you know.
Uh-huh. That's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a slow process, and he starts to show you the truths. And
uh-huh.
there's things that you're not going to be able to explain to other people. It just is. And
that's a good way to put it. It just is, yeah.
Yes, and you do hear his voice. My goodness. I've heard, and he doesn't, you know, a lot of people say, well, what does he sound like? Well, you know his voice. If you are of him, you know his voice. I can tell you, it's his voice is like a voice of authority, and he doesn't speak much. And usually whatever is spoken, you can find it in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Without a shadow of a doubt. You know, I mean, I remember one time when I was extremely ill, and I thought that I was, you know, having a heart attack. And unfortunately, I have FMS, and what happens, it goes into my chest wall so bad. And this one particular night, it was so bad that it was literally the same symptoms of a heart attack. So my husband rushed and got me in a car. I said, I got to go to the hospital. And when we were on our way there, I felt my spirit slipping out. of myself. And I remember whispering and saying, oh, is this how I'm going to finally go? I've died twice and I come back already. So
I said,
talking to God and saying, oh, okay, is this how I'm going to go? And all of a sudden I heard this voice and said, my work is not done with you yet. My work within you is not done yet. And as soon as I heard that, the pain all went away in my chest, everywhere. My arm was fine. I could feel it. Everything was normal. And I looked up at my husband and I said, I don't think we need to go to the hospital anymore. And he completely, whatever was going on, Yeshua healed it. Yep. And I tell you, my whole life has been, you know, I've always had my visions and dreams, and he's always showing me. He shows me things of the world. He shows me things of the spiritual matters. And that's where I wanted to, you know, I can never teach this. I can never teach you of his love. It is something that you have to accept because we're all a part of him. It's just that many have chosen and have always, it's been through centuries, they decided to walk backwards. They decided that they can control and do everything themselves, and you know, but in reality they're not, because how many times as a person knows throughout their life they should have been dead at least once.
Oh, by far.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, come on. You know, and everything that he does for us, even if we, you know, we're oblivious of it. That's why I don't like when people say, oh, this one's not doing this because they're, you know, they're not following this and that. And it's like, really? The way I have seen is the person that is, you know, nasty, mean, and might be into witchcraft and might be doing all kinds of craziness to other people. And then you got this other person that sits there and praises and goes, ba 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 ba, you know, I've done this for this person and I do this for this one and I've done that. You'd be surprised which one goes home.
I agree. I totally agree on that.
You can't judge because you don't know who's called. You don't know who's on that line, as Zepp would say. You don't know who's on that line. If you're on the other side of the line, then, oh, that's your signature. Everyone has a signature. And if you happen to be on that line, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And from what I can see, there are different worlds. There are. As Yeshua said there was. He even said it. I come back and I make beautiful, you know, new worlds. You know?
Yeah.
I just don't.
No, here's a question. What do you mean by different worlds? Are you meaning like other planets, or are you meaning like different planes or different dimensions?
Yes. Different dimensions. Both. Different dimensions, different worlds, yes. And each is where they belong. Yeah. And then you have those who belong right there next to them. You know what I'm saying? That. Some call it like you got the first, second, third heaven, fourth heaven. And not all are, you know, but all meet him, yes, when you go. Yes. You do. But if you're not meant, me personally, I mean, I've heard people say different things, but you know, the second time I passed away is when I actually, you know, found myself, you know, walking down this, and in golf, you know, anyone listening, if you happen to pass away, if you happen to go home, just know, if you find yourself walking down that dark, scary road, and it looks real narrow, and if you're walking down that dark, scary road, and it feels, you can feel the blackness on both sides of you, it's so black that there, it's the blackest I've ever seen in my life, okay? And it's kind of scary, but all I can tell you is you keep walking forward. And as I was walking forward, I heard that voice again, the voice that I was very familiar with. And all he said was, come here. And I ran. Because I was so scared.
Yeah.
I was scared. You know, I was like, what the heck? And then I saw, after I heard that voice and I was running towards the sound, it was in front of me. Then it was like all of a sudden a brightness, a light, a pure light opened up. And next thing I know is when I was reviewing my life. I was reviewing everything. I felt everything, what I did to anybody or, you know, and one of the lessons that I got there was, you know, about being here and working on yourself and serving others and not worry about others. Let him do his job. You know, let him be God.
Let him work. Yeah, let him work.
Not, you know, there's going to be a lot of bad things, you know, and a lot of things that you're not going to agree with. And that doesn't mean that you have to accept it. It just means don't get in it. You know, you're in the world, but don't be of it.
Of it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I learned about, you know, with a judgment and all that. It's completely different than what we all think. It really is. And when I was a little afraid of some of the things that I saw that I did to other people, hurting them with words and my actions, you know, he took my, that's when I didn't even know that there was anyone standing there. And all of a sudden I seen a hand come out of nowhere and just take mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just took my hand. And the minute that I felt his hand, you know, it was like complete peace came over me and knowing that everything was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he put me, you know, through the fire, you know, I went through for 4 or 5 years, you know, of questioning and mourning and everything else because I ended up coming back, but my twins, my children did not.
Right, yeah.
So I was a little upset about that. So, but he had other plans for me, see? He kept within...
Yep.
You know, it was like 2 years after, maybe 3 years. About 3 years later. I mean, I had this weird thing happen to me. I fell out of bed and I woke up and my husband looks at me and says, what's wrong with you? And I said, I don't know. There's something I got to do. I just don't know what I have to do. But I was like, you know, that anxious feeling like, you know, you got to do something right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out what the heck.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out what the heck is this, you know. And so I just prayed about it. And, you know, months went by, and I'm realizing that he's putting people in front of me that took care of children, adopted children.
Uh-huh.
And how to, and all the connections. Because one of my prayers, you know, I said to him, when I go back, you know, when I get to come here and go home and stay, can I take care of the children? Because I saw the children in the garden. And I said, well, if I can't have my children and that reality, you know, let me take care of the ones that come here young. And my answer was, why wait? I have millions of them here.
Yes.
So I ended up adopting 5 children. And my husband and I took care of a lot. We took care of about a good 10, 15, I'd say, children. But we ended up adopting 5 of them. And it's always a journey, you know. And I listen, people say, well, you know, who comes first, you or God? And I say, God, but how can that be? Because I sit and I listen. And I try not to, you know, do my own thing until I get an answer. And it's either going to be through other people, or I'm going to get some type of message, or I'm going to go through a journey. And he's going to show me the reasonings. You know?
Yeah. I've given up being normal. But I would think, you know, the way that you're explaining it for you, you know, when I ask questions about what, like, just for example, you know, for a long time, you know, a couple of years ago, I was really questioning, you know, why am I really here? What is it? What's my role? What is it you need me to be? You know, I was really specific. And when, for me, when he talks to me, it's really to dream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's really two dreams, and it's not the same for everybody. So don't get discouraged. Don't get disappointed if, you know, like for you, you hear it. For me, I dream it, you know.
I wish I could hear more, but
yes.
Also that your spirit gets stirred up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could be sitting here sometimes, and I know that you see it. Because you know I'm a terrible writer. I suck. But can't you tell the difference when I'm in the spirit?
Yes,
right?
I definitely can. Yeah?
Everything. I am the worst grammar. I am the worst speller. I am the worst of all. I mean, you can just... I said, God has a sense of humor. That's all I got to say. But when I have something that's coming from him, it's like, bam, bam, bam. Okay.
There you go.
And it's like, okay, there you go. But you can tell. You can tell the difference. And, you know, everyone is going to go through their own spiritual battles here. We're all being refined, you know.
Yep.
So I don't look at anything as, you know, some people will, you know, come on and they're, you know, they don't believe in, you know, they're atheist or whatever it is. And they'll try to argue. And it's like, I don't care if you believe or not or don't. I wish, you know, I pray for you. I pray every night. I do. I pray for everyone, you know, that God may touch your soul. And that you wake up to your understanding of who you are. But it's not my job, so I'm not going to argue with you. It's your journey. And if I come out with something that is needed for you at that moment, that's great. You know, that's great. If you read something that it was needed and it's calling you from God, great. You know? But
yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and go, well, no. No, I don't think so. One of the things that I was shown in my journey a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things
is, you had any new.
Oh, yeah. One of the messages I had, it was for everyone, was told to go back to the beginnings. If you're ever wondering, go back to the beginnings, and I mean your childhood. Go back to the beginning regarding gifts, your gifts from God. Go back to your understanding.
Wow.
Because when we were as children, You see? The spirit of a child. We, all of us, had a total understanding.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. And unfortunately, with, you know, with the world feeding us and all the stuff jammed down our throats and, you know,
the expectation.
Our family does it this way, and you got to do it this way, and, you know, the whole traditional thing kind of messes everybody up. And what I can say to everyone who has truly wonderful gifts and your heart is in the place to heal others, this is from divine. Don't let anyone ever tell you, you know, it's from this. Listen, I know the earth spirits. I see earth spirits. I see them every frickin' day. Trust me.
I live with them.
So no. Let me tell you, there is a difference. And when you are walking within with divine, you know the difference.
You know the difference
between the negative
really
and
do.
The positive. So you know not to listen to those earth spirits. And a lot of you do. A lot of you do. Oh, they're good. They're good. They are good at pretending they are. And they'll even tell you some truth, but they're not truth. It just makes it look. That's why you go. You ever notice when you go for some people when they do readings and it's like they're switching around and they're like fishing for something. Fishing. Mm-hmm. And then if they do clamp onto something, if they're listening to the earth spirits, you want to go above that. You want to be a true healer. You know, go above those. Go heavenly. Go where the angels. Learn from the best. You know, be one of God's. You know, in my eyes, we're all earth angels in that aspect. But hopefully I'm understanding. Hopefully I'm making you understand that. But you want to go higher than that. You want to go right to Yeshua.
So earth spirits, what do you mean by earth spirits, though? I mean,
they're stuck, honey. You know, they're stuck. They're the fallen ones that are still here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're in between
realities.
Because
for a moment I thought you were talking about like the fairies and the gnomes and.
No. They're in between the realities. You know, and you know, everyone has their different theories, but from what I've seen, they're in between. Yeah. It's just like what you were shown the other about 6 months ago, when Elijah was bringing a lot of them up from the earth into the heavens.
Mm.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Remember that? Well,
was just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and what was interesting to me, a lot of I used to communicate. I used to be able to communicate from one side of the Gulf. And that window's closed, and it makes all sense to me now. You know, a lot of them are still going through that gulf, but a lot of them are going onto the other side of the gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with God. They're no longer picnicking out in, whatever world they're in. They're in the other side of the gulf now, and they can't hear us.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, they remember, but they can't hear you. Now, that one side of the Gulf, they can. The window opens up sometimes, and we're able to, do that.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, and not saying that all of them are gone, because I know that there are some still there, because this happens more than once, by the way. A lot of people go, oh, man, what is that, the rapture? No, that happens more than once. From my understanding of things, it happens more than once. It's like reruns. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But that's why I always say that, when I'm saying something to you, the window is closed. That's what I mean by that. Right now, I'm not able to communicate. Haven't been in a few months now.
Your path is
it's not coming
now.
To me. It's totally different. It's not coming to me at all. What I see is a lot of events, worldly things, unfortunately. I see those. Those goes in front of me, flashes. But the good thing is I'm seeing a lot of good stuff. And I do a lot of research, and I listen to other people who, you know, follow the Creator, you know, not just because they want their ego brushed, you know what I mean? I always tell everybody, follow me, you're doomed. You're screwed.
Oh, my gosh,
You got to follow the divine, not me. It don't matter what I do, because I'll disappoint you.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's one prophet, and I call him a prophet, and I use that sparingly because there's not many of them. Most of them are in the mental hospitals. They're not accepted.
Yeah.
But there is one that had passed away, unfortunately, last year, and his name was Kim Clement. And, I prayed over it, and I prayed over what he was speaking of. And it was so funny because that was in 2007, when he had said that Trump was going to be the president, which really blew me away. And I hear you typing, girl. And anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Yes, we all can hear you.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
But the one thing I found was so interesting, and you notice how I always write it, he will take a simple stone and the world, everybody will laugh at him. And it's just so perfect that it has, you know, the Lord, it has to come from him. And that's where he puts it. Because right now we are in a shift. We're, you know, there's so much negativity being thrown at us. So much what people would call evil, pure evil. And, you know, because I told, you know, many a times that veil is opened up. And that's what I meant by it. You're going to have, oh, my God, we haven't seen nothing yet. Hang on to your seats and get out the popcorn, people, and make sure we're in here. Yeah, we're in this reality, but don't be of it.
Of
keep
it,
yourself
yeah.
away from it. Keep yourself away from it.
Yeah, I've been saying the same thing. Get the popcorn. That's, you know,
just watch it
just
and be
beginning.
A witness to it, but keep yourself out of it as much as you can. And I know it's hard. Because we are going through a shaking. We're going to go through a shaking. You know, a lot of things have to come down in order to... And how on earth, you know, the promises that we're given, how on earth is that going to happen if he doesn't twist and turn it and change it up? You know what I mean? How is that going to be possible?
Yeah.
It won't be. You cannot... You know, at the same time, all this that's going on, the Holy Spirit is swarming. He is swarming.
Oh, don't you feel it?
I remember the message that he got. I wrote it out, California, you know. Rain, I'm watching you.
Yeah.
I'm watching you, California. That's all I kept hearing. I wrote it out. The rain that's coming, and look at all that rain. Look at all that rain. And then all the gold that they're finding. They're not advertising that too much, but a lot of people found gold.
saw that.
Yeah. So, which is amazing to me because he kept saying it, you know, I'm watching you. And what really blew my mind was, that's why I said, you can't judge no one. Because he's going to flip things around. He's going to flip it up. He's got his spirit. The Holy Spirit is going through California. It's going through all the states of this country. It's going all around the world. You're going to see a revival in Cuba. Hello. Believe it or not.
I felt that,
Africa.
Africa. And I couldn't figure out that one was about. And I got that when, believe it or not, I got that when Obama opened our trade, or I don't, I
he
don't
went
want to
over
say
there.
Open trade, but he would, you know, and he lifted the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people saw my gosh, no way in, and I was thinking, hallelujah.
A lot of things are going to take place, a lot of things, you know. All I can say is God is calling, and will you answer? He wants people to understand who you are. You know, you're daughters and sons of a king. You're greater than any other species on this planet and any other planet. You are made of him. You are made of his image, and his spirit resides. He gives you the free will to hate him or love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't... When you see the spirit of control, you know it's not of him. When you see the spirit of confusion, you know it's not of him. So when you see another that is acting that way, you know it's not of God. And, you know, the other good thing, too, when people are mean and nasty to me, I bless them. I want to curse them out so bad, I'm going to tell you right now. It's easier for me when I see their face, though, because if I see your face, then I see the image of God. And when I see the image of God,
that's a wonderful way to put
that. Softens my heart, because it makes me say, yes, how I treat you is how I treat God, because we're all a part of him. And, you know, God is not, he's, you know, he's, you can't, you know, I guess my point is you can't walk around all holy and moly, because that's not going to do it. You can do all the good stuff
you
want.
Yeah, you can't.
You can do all of it.
Unless you have.
But when the
day
comes, he's going to say, I don't know you. Your best thing is be you and really, really question. And when you're alone, that's what I did. I demanded to know. I demanded it. And he showed me. I always say I was a little doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
I had to be shown.
You know, a lot of people do. They have to have that, all right, I'm up in your face and here you go.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not bragging on it, because I wish and I feel that so many that are blessed that never seen at all ever anything or hear anything, and their faith is strong. To me, that's the people that will be on the right side of God.
Yeah. No, for me, it was a lot of subtle things. Lots of little subtle things for me that really
I remember when he told you and handed you the sword, which is his word.
Oh, gosh.
I remember you telling me, goodness gracious.
I don't know what this is, what is it, but okay, I'm doing it. And yeah, I remember talking to you about it, and you're like, well, that makes a lot of sense now, okay. Well, that makes
and
sense
like,
now why
the
I had
sword?
This dream, too. Yeah, you know, and it's just amazing. That, to me, was a subtlety. You know, it wasn't up in my face. It was, this is who you are. This is this is
and
why
things started
here.
To
this
come together. And you know, it's no longer about you. It's about everyone else. That's the spirit that he gives you. This is, you know, that's why we don't live by the law. Because, no, we're not perfect. Oh, Lord, when I'm upset around here in the house, something ain't right, the kids will tell you. Look at Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Her mouth. And I have to say, Lord, I am so sorry. You know, forgive me. You have a sense of humor for sure.
But
at the same time, I don't know. It's different. My thinking is totally different. It's totally different than most of the world. So, of course, for me to debate, it would always be a debate, because I'm not going to agree with you. It's just like the situation with, it's a very hard topic about children, you know. that whole big thing, you know. And
yeah,
those who have, God has forgiven. You know, most didn't even realize. But, you know, that's something that we have to protect with our lives.
I find it very hard for those who have
mm-hmm.
and then found their faith and found their walk and have that relationship and they know it's forgiven. They find it very hard to forgive themselves still with that.
Well, what you need to do is you're not letting, you know, the person is not letting go. And that's with any sin that we do. Even trying to forgive someone else, it's the same thing. When you come, I go on my knees for that. And I mean literally cry out to him many a times. Because in order, you know, we can say we forgive, but we don't forget, okay? What the power
yeah.
of Jesus does is when you go to him with this and you let it go and give it to him, and even though you might sometimes feel that guilt, you know how we all do? Give it
yeah.
to him each time. Because what he does is the forgiveness part comes only from him.
Yeah.
And he'll make you forget. Do you get it? He'll make you understand, and you will not feel that no
yeah.
more. Because without it,
yeah.
we can say we forgive and move on to whatever, you know, whatever the situation is. But if you still have that pinch in your heart, if you still have that in your mind, well, you know, I feel that pain that you did to me before, then
yeah.
you haven't truly forgiven. And you need to take that to him so that he can take that hurt out of your heart. You see?
Yeah.
And he forgives. That's why he did all what he did. You know, that's why I say I'm not judging, but people need to realize that they are serving Baal by doing that. It's something that for
mm-hmm.
centuries they've done, you know, and destroying the children. And so, yeah. You know,
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, once you know, you know, you know, you know, because trust me, I remember back in the 70s, you know, friends and stuff, and they were all, and we were all taught a lie. Let's face it, 70s and the 80s, we didn't know. We were taught a lie. We weren't told the real truth. And not until I started really investigating his understanding of his word of it, and then understanding ultrasounds and actually looking for the first time. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Most of us thought it was just a blob of blood and material, you know. That
yeah.
was it?
Yeah.
That's what we were told, right? So.
Yeah, yeah.
But today,
for sure.
And it's so funny, is because today they won't even let you have an ultrasound beforehand because they don't want you to hear the heartbeat and they don't want you to see an actual head, fingers, toes, the whole nine yards.
The heartbeat, yeah.
Isn't that terrible? Mm-hmm. And then I said to myself, well, I can't judge that either because then, you know, I'm not one to go out and do a picket sign. So instead, my husband and I, in our lifetime, we helped many families so that they could provide for their children. And
well,
provide
I
for
would
the
love
baby.
To see this nation get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
And in
well,
fact,
you do for the animals
for
now.
Last...
That's another thing that you do. You do for the animals, too, because we can't forget about our animals. We got a lot of animals
yeah.
too. So whatever God sets on each of our hearts, that's the whole idea. We're all here to serve one another. You know, we can't just bash one side and bash the other side. If none of us are going to work together and help each other, it's never going to be resolved, and it's just going to be a rerun
yeah.
constantly. And a lot
constant
of us are going to end up back
yeah.
here having to reruns do it again.
Oh, no thanks. I'm done.
Right? So my
yeah.
that's my whole thing. In the mindset of divine is serve. It's serving each other with love. That's Jesus. That's who God, our God, is.
Yep, and,
you know,
and it's not serving to get the recognition. It's not serving to put a knot
no.
in your belt. It's not
it's serving
serving
to help one another.
Look at what my community is going to think of me. It's serving because it's right. It's just.
And let me tell you something. And you know that thing, I always do the same thing. And people say, well, don't you, you know, you don't have, I'm like, mm-mm. I never do my taxes and I never claim. Because if I'm giving something, I don't want to get it back. Then that's my reward. I don't want that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And so a lot of times, you know, I won't even give to organizations or churches. I normally, when God puts onto my heart, this person needs help, that's when I need to help.
Yeah.
And even if I don't have it, if I'm barely making it myself, and I know I don't have it, but I sacrificed that amount that I needed, it
mm-hmm.
pained me to
and
give that.
And we're not talking just about monetary help either,
no.
you know? It could
no.
be really anything.
Food.
Mow
it
your neighbor's lawn. You know?
Exactly.
You know, you
give them a
that
ride.
Your neighbor's struggling. Yeah.
Say hello.
Yeah. That's just simply saying hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely. Smiling at them.
Just getting back into that
mm-hmm.
I'm here for you.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know? Not to say that we, you know, of course we have to be careful. We have to be
yeah.
wisdom.
Yep.
You know, we don't want, yeah. like, what
yep.
we're going through. But, of course, yeah. And the other message that I got was, do not be afraid of the nations, because things are changing. So he's got something up his sleeve, and God knows what. Only he knows. But that was the message that I got clearly the other day, was do not be afraid of the nations. Things are changing. And I wanted to add that in there. So I guess we're going to have a lot of rumors of war coming.
I got that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I it makes clear now that you said it, but it was just like every time I heard this thing about Russia, you know, I kept, you know, war, and I'm like, it's not just Russia. We're going to be hearing, you know, we're at war, we're going to go to war with this group, and that group is going to go to war with
yeah.
this group, and there's
mm-hmm.
just going to be a lot of rhetoric, I think,
yeah.
and to put people in fear. And to control
well,
that group.
You know that I always say the kings and the queens of this earth always plot against gods.
Yes. Yes.
You got two seeds
yeah.
in this world, honey. And we have to, you know, there's nothing we I can say, you know, I hate, you know, oh, you're judging. No, I'm not. It's the truth. It's the truth. And you know what? They do. They plot against God and his gifted children. And you know what's ironic about it is if we weren't all here, they wouldn't be. They would not exist. Isn't that funny? Imagine if the rapture was true and he just pulled us all up. They wouldn't exist no more. They'd be twice dead.
Yeah.
Like they never were.
Yep. gosh. Well, the
so that's why I always tell everybody. Well, honey, it was so good talking to you, and I hope I didn't chatter
I
too much because I know I go all over the place.
That's
I hope everyone.
All right. I mean, that was kind of the point of the show,
something.
Was to kind of get all those messages out, and I know for me, it just kind of helps to hear other people how they
mm-hmm.
see things and how they're putting things because it makes sense then why I was seeing what I was seeing or why I felt
mm-hmm.
what I was feeling and. It's just nice.
Well, honey,
to
the
know.
Spirit of Elijah has come upon the earth, so, you know, we're going to see a lot. We're going to see a lot.
Gosh, I just got shivers right down my right side when you said that. I love that.
It's just, I'm telling you.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all
thank
I can
you
tell
very
everyone is pray for wisdom. Pray
wisdom.
For wisdom. Don't listen
wisdom.
To the spirit of lies. Pray for wisdom.
Yeah.
And. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate
it. Oh, it was our pleasure. My pleasure for
Good night.
Sure.
Good
have
night.
Have a
Love
great
you.
Evening, Samuth. Everybody Bye-bye. Else, have a wonderful evening, a great weekend, and may the Spirit of Divine always be with you. Night.
Good night.